is time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip.
Why should you stop now?
I think right now is the time for gossip.
Let's dish.
Okay, so over the weekend, Saturday Night Live had a big weekend. Friday night was the Music of Saturday Night Live concert, which basically Miley Cyrus headlined and was amazing. And then they had their 50th anniversary special last night on NBC, and it was live. And here's the funny and kind of reminiscent cold open that featured Paul Simon and Sabrina Carpenter.
I sang this song with George Harrison on Saturday Night Live in 1976.
I was not born then, and neither were my parents.
All right, so they went on to sing. She actually did a really good job singing harmony with him on Homeward Bound. Steve Martin and John Mulaney had the monologue.
It was only a few days ago that Lauren told me I was doing the monologue, and I was actually vacationing on a friend's boat down in the Gulf of Steve Martin, and I finally...
Over the course of 50 years, 894 people have hosted Saturday Night Live, and it amazes me that only two of them have committed murder.
All right, so Google would say he was talking about O.J. Simpson and Robert Blake. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively were part of Saturday Night Live's anniversary special.
Who else has a question?
I have a question.
Oh, hey, Ryan Reynolds.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
Great. Why? What have you heard?
Oh my gosh. If you had seen Blake's face when her head whipped around when he said that, I don't think she was ready for him to say that. Eddie Murphy and Tracy Morgan guested on the featured Black Jeopardy, but Eddie was playing Tracy and was spot on.
Hey, look at this. Tracy Morgan. Big dog gonna make some big money. Wait a minute, Tracy, don't you already have a lot of money?
Well, you gotta have a lot of money if you're gonna live like I live. I eat four cheese lasagna. If they only got three cheeses, I ain't eating it.
Yes, okay. We hear you, Tracy Morgan.
I refuse to ingest three cheeses.
Tracy Morgan was, he was stone-faced. It was good, though. Colin Jost, of course, was funny as ever.
SNL's first major cast change was in season two when Chevy Chase left the show and was replaced by Kenan Thompson.
I can't even get into everything. There were so many things going on, and even Kim Kardashian had a little guest starring role. Here's the real question. Will Tina Fey take over SNL when Lorne Michaels finally retires? Who knows? The critics can take a seat now. Captain America Brave New World made an estimated $100 million over the weekend, and Timothée Chalamet playing Bob Dylan in A Complete Unknown took him 5 years to prepare for, but in an interview with 60 Minutes, he said he still hasn't met Bob Dylan.
He doesn't seem like he wants to be bothered by, not me, but by everyone the last 60, 70 years.
Yeah. Bob Dylan never wanted to be bothered. Benny Blanco's Valentine's gift to Selena Gomez was to fill her her bathtub with cheese and put a bowl of tortilla chips next to it. Yes, that is exactly as gross as it sounds. Fox News contributor Ashley St. Clair says she had Elon Musk's 13th child 5 months ago. That also is as gross as it sounds. Kate Hudson says her family would never do a reality show because her stepdad, Kurt Russell, is too cool for that. And Sheryl Crow sold her Tesla and she's donating the money to NPR. A dirt alert. One of Sarah Hyland, you know, from Modern Family, one of her co-stars in the movie The Wedding Year says she's a tyrant on set. She's a tiny little tyrant. That's the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance. Morning Go and B104.3. I still can't get the image of Blake Lively's head snapping around and her mouth falling open. Just go watch SNL 50. You'll see it.